Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Today we deal with the rise in gasoline prices at the pump. We argue for or against the need to explore for more oil in vulnerable marine environments in the Arctic, Antarctic, and elsewhere. We despair over the cost of cleanup and restoration in the Gulf of Mexico following a massive drilling accident. We struggle with the implications of our relentless demand for oil extracted from land and sea versus the consequential impact on climate, CO2 emissions, ocean acidification, and other environmental degradation. We struggle with the geopolitical and financial stresses resulting from increased demand for oil by the emerging economies of India and China. These issues confound us with their contradictory and inequitable logic, challenge our values, and compromise our conversation about what is best for us now and in the future. We constantly ask ourselves, what is the cost of this conflict? What do we win? What do we lose in a continuing, confused, and unresolved global debate? Hidden in this situation is a cost recently exposed in an op-ed piece in the New York Times by Joseph P. Kennedy II, a former U.S. representative from Massachusetts and founder, chairman, and president of Citizens Energy Corporation, a not-for-profit organization that helps protect needy families from volatile heating oil prices in New England states. I confess this cost took me completely by surprise, and I believe merits much wider exposure as yet another situation out of our control that corrupts the economics and social impacts inside the energy debate. Discussing factors contributing to the high price of oil, Mr. Kennedy points to, quote, the effect of pure speculators, investors who buy and sell oil futures but never take physical possession of actual barrels of oil. These middlemen add little value and lots of cost as they bid up the price of oil in pursuit of financial gain. They should be banned from the world's commodity exchanges, which could drive down the price of oil by as much as 40% and the price of gasoline by as much as $1 a gallon, unquote. Kennedy describes a system wherein, quote, more than 90% of trading involves speculators exchanging paper barrels with one another, unquote. The price of a barrel of oil today is approximately $100. Quote, oil prices, Kennedy writes, have become disconnected from the costs of extraction, which average $11 a barrel worldwide. Pure speculators account for as much as 40% of that high price, according to testimony that Rex Tillerson, the CEO of ExxonMobil, gave to Congress last year, unquote. Kennedy continues, quote, in 1991, just a few years after oil futures began trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange, Goldman Sachs made an argument to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission that Wall Street dealers who put down big bets on oil should be considered legitimate hedgers and granted an exemption from regulatory limits on their trades. The commission granted an exemption that ultimately allowed Goldman Sachs to process billions of dollars in speculative oil trades. Other exemptions followed. By 2008, eight investment banks accounted for 32% of the total oil futures market. Congress was jolted into action when it learned of the full extent of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission's lax oversight. In the wake of the economic crisis, the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform Law required greater trading transparency and limited speculators who lacked a legitimate business hedging purpose to positions of no greater than 25% of the futures market, unquote. Kennedy argues that that limit does not go far enough and that the investment banks can continue to severely inflate the price of oil. He calls for legislation to bar these speculators from the market and for the U.S. to use its clout to get European and Asian markets to follow. He concludes, quote, eliminating pure speculation on oil futures is a question of fairness. The choice is between a world of hedge fund traders who make enormous amounts of money at the expense of people who need to drive their cars and heat their homes, and a world where the fundamentals of life, food, housing, healthcare, education, and energy, remain affordable for all, unquote. Most of us are completely unaware of this situation, and yet we are underwriting the process through tax-generated subsidies and exemptions for the oil companies to support the extraction of an invaluable, non-renewable public resource and its transformation into product paid for by us a second time, with resultant profits distributed to the benefit of a small, limited number of executives and shareholders. But inside this system, as problematic as it may be, hides a third, even more insidious payment, whereby an even smaller group of invisible and unaccountable speculators add their profits to artificially inflate the market price of oil to the further financial and social detriment of us all. In the face of such audacity and cynicism, I'm sorry, we might just as well throw all our morals, values, and good intentions overboard. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.